Second part of the show today, we have Ms. Kim Withers with Meridian Trust on. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we actually dive into, what we were going to talk about and the services that Meridian Trust offers, you are getting set to celebrate your 30th anniversary, right?
Yes, it's my 30th year at the credit union. I've been in the industry for over 40 years, though, so it was quite exciting. I was there in 1991, and I since stayed because we just growing the credit union and growing the financial cooperative. Just love the aspect of it all.
Yeah, 30 years. That's a great accomplishment.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's absolutely wonderful. You know what? Inflation is a huge thing right now. You know, unfortunately, it's affecting about every aspect of our lives. And of course, you can kind of see it with, purchasing food and goods and gas and everything like that. But talk to me a little bit about what it actually does when it comes to, say, like your savings account, things like that.
Oh, yes. So you can see that inflation hits you when you're purchasing goods. And you want to know what it does to your savings account, because when you buy something, you can see the price goes up. And so we want to be aware of what inflation does to our savings account. Because inflation can really undermine your savings over time, because they can reduce the value of your savings. Prices of goods we can see, right, such as groceries, gas, construction, and travel will typically go up in the future, and you can see that real price difference. This means, though, that the value of your dollar or the money in your savings may be worth much less in the future when you plan to retire or when you go to purchase something. So for that adverse to in investing their money, simply doing nothing in your savings account because you're trying to hedge the bet or hedge the interest rate cannot save you from the negative impacts of what will happen with inflation to your savings account. So like a money kept in your regular savings may not be earning enough interest to stay on par with inflation. And we hear the transitory inflation being 8 or 9%. We know that will come back down, but it may hover around 4 to 5%. If you're only getting 10 basis points on your savings account, you can see there's a real price difference to your savings account and the difference that your dollar in your savings or your money market is not going to go near as far as it once did if you don't get that higher interest or dividend in your account.
Okay, so what can you do about it then? What are some steps to take to make sure you're getting the maximum?
Don't do nothing.
Okay.
Do something. We talked about we're a big advocate of having the emergency savings, but you can have emergency savings in a liquid account that pays better than a regular savings account or some of the money market rates. And it's really crucial to find a financial advisor that will help you guide through that and find some different instruments besides a regular savings account to help you earn a better interest rate or a better dividend on your money.
And, of course, Meridian Trust offers those financial advisors as well to kind of lead you in the right direction.
We
right?
do. And you just got to find one that's really you're comfortable with. If you're new to investing or new to a financial advisor, just find one that's comfortable. Take 30 minutes and get advice from others of who they like as a financial advisor. And it's just like a hairdresser. Pick one that you like. And if you first try a financial advisor and you're not real comfortable with it because maybe they're too aggressive or they're not explaining things to you or taking patience, go find another one.
Okay. All right. You're had it on here a little bit about capital gains. Now, first of all, explain to me, I know there's, without going too far into depth, what exactly is a capital gain?
Capital gains is when you sell an investment and the difference between your purchase price and what you get on that investment is the difference that you pay on the capital gains. Now, one of the things in investing, because we've heard about Robin Hood and day traders and stuff like that, be a little cautious on that because there's probably some great stocks, but there's also some tax implications. So if you sell that stock within the first year that you purchase it, you could be liable for a higher tax rate than if you kept on to that investment over a year plus of owning that investment. You could be taxed at ordinary gains instead of the higher tax rate. So need to be very aware of that, of how that will eat into your profits when you buy and sell stocks.
Okay. So, yeah, you want to... the longer you hold on to it, probably the better then, right?
Yes. But you also have to say, how's that stock going to perform?
Yeah.
Is it going to perform, or I'm going to get dividends off the stock? Is that what I really care about?
How are capital gains classified? I mean, is there certain specific areas that they're putting to that they're classified? I mean, stocks, bonds, is there classifications for those?
I'm sure there is with the IRS, but, you know, if you are with a formal stock, mm-hmm. like broker or stuff like that, they will give you your tax forms that you need at the end of the year, so you can determine which capital gains will fit into your, you know, your IRS, when you're filing your taxes.
Now, because Wyoming has no income tax, does that affect that tax gain, that capital tax gain then, and how? If so, how?
Yeah, that's on the federal level. So you'll be taxed on the
federal
tax.
Level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's
that
right.
Makes sense. All right. Any exceptions, any special rates or exceptions when it comes to this type of thing?
Well, I sure don't know about that. You know, I'm sure there's exceptions. You know, there's some instruments that you don't have to worry. You know, we talk about stocks, but there's some investments like the municipality bonds that you don't have to pay taxes on. So you earn the higher dividend that you would over maybe a savings account, but you wouldn't have to pay the federal tax income tax on that too either on
okay.
the dividends.
Right. Well, that makes sense. All right. I think we have a text here. Let me just look really quick. Trying to get to the text line. Nope, he didn't send a text. He just sent a blank text. So if you are trying to text me, send it again.
Maybe we answered this question.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Speaking of investments, Kim, going into the new year, talk to me a little bit about IRA contributions and how those work, and maybe the difference between, I know there's Roth and traditional IRAs, right? Okay, right. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the Roth IRAs can defer your tax breaks until after retirement, and traditional IRAs can lower your taxable income for that taxed year, and it's not too late to contribute. You know, we think, hey, the end of the year already happened, but you have until April of the following year to contribute to your IRA, an open IRA if you don't have one already established. And so currently the maximum you can contribute is $6,000 per individual, or $7,000 if you're 50 or older for the catch-up.
Okay, is there any way to do more or do a different amount or do more?
Not with the IRS and get the taxable deduction, whether it's the IRA or the Roth.
Okay. How do you know if you qualify for like the traditional IRA?
You can certainly go look on the IRS.gov, but a financial advisor can also help you with that. And also any one of the financial institutions that offer IRA products, they'll help you. They'll guide you through that too.
Can you invest in an IRA without earned income coming in?
You can't. There's some, I mean, very a slight way to do it is like with your spouse. If your spouse doesn't have earned income, there's a contribution amount. You can do that.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about the difference between maybe a credit union, Meridian Trust, compared to just a regular bank.
Yeah. We enjoy different charters, basically. So banks are set up as a charter institute with stockholders and investors that invest in that organization. With credit unions, it's a financial cooperative. So like we have electric co-ops, we have grocery store co-ops, and gas co-ops. This is a financial cooperative. So the members own the organization. And then by that, you have one person who puts in a deposit. That deposit becomes a loan for another member of that organization.
Okay, so who qualifies then to become a member? You have to be part of that co-op.
Yeah, so each credit union has a different sponsorship and different ways of qualifying for membership. Contacting them, if you see something on the website or something that is attractive, you may want to call that credit union and see how you can qualify for membership.
Okay, and of course, you guys offer a lot of services when it comes to Meridian Trust, right? Do you want to touch on it? I know there was a few that we were talked about earlier. I mean, one of that I really thought was interesting was that the your checking account can pay 3% interest.
Isn't that cool?
That you guys
yeah.
offer. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that and why that's such a such a big deal?
Well, we really, we like to take, like I said, we're talking about the deposits and turning them to loans. And checking account is one of the core products that members have. And we want to reward folks that can manage their checking account. So we pay 3% up to $15,000 if they do 10 electronic debit card transactions, which is very easy to do in today's market. And we also have direct deposits. So really, really easy things to do. But with that 3%, we reward our members for investing in the financial cooperative.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
Yeah.
And really, Meridian Trust is actually, it's a full-service financial institution. So, I mean, obviously there's loans and deposits and all things like that, right?
Oh, all the way to business loans, commercial loans, equipment loans, rewards, credit cards. And what's really great about this being a financial cooperative is we're local. So every branch we have is local here in Wyoming, in Wellington, and also in Nebraska.
Okay. We did have a text in, so I will read this one. It's more of a statement rather than a question, but she says, congratulations, Kim, on 30 years as head of our FCU.
Oh, that's nice. That's very good. I've enjoyed the ride.
Yeah. Before we take a break, because we're going to take a quick break here and then just kind of finish up with you after our break, but I wanted to ask you about remote services, online remote services. It's not only with COVID, but I think the pandemic kind of pushed everything into kind of being online, whether that's banking, whether that's, you know, anything else. How does that work with the credit union? You obviously offer online remote services, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And really, the advantage to that is, you know, just with a fingerprint, you can access all your accounts. You can take a look at what's happening to your account. You can transfer money. You can apply for a loan all on your mobile device, because we know that's the core device that people are using. And they want to do it at all times. So they don't want the traditional banking hours. They want to do it 24 hours. So they want both the brick, but they definitely want the click too.
Yeah. So that is nice, because it's pretty rapid. I mean, you do it on your phone and, you know, it's pretty instantaneously, you know, the things that you want, some of the things that you want to do.
Right. And it's not just on your transaction on your account. It's also looking at your credit score and also the Enrich, the literacy type thing. We have that module available online as well.
Okay. And, you know, if people are interested in that or can't really understand it quite yet, they can always just stop in or maybe give you guys a call and ask, you know, set me up.
That's what our branches are for, too. Yeah.
Work,
we're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Credit cards, too. That's a big thing that you guys offer. And, you know, tell me a little bit about the credit cards that are offering there.
With credit cards, we don't have any annual fee, any of the fees attached to a credit card. And it's a rewards credit card. So the purchases, you can get rewards for purchases you're made. You know, cash is one of the most favorite thing that they like to use, but we also can do gift cards and the vacations and stuff like that. And we have a very low rate. So in case you want to carry a balance, it's still at a lower interest rate than you probably would find on the open market.
Love it. All right. Kim, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll ask you a few more questions, and then we'll finish you up and you're out of here.
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. Shine Today is coming up. More Shine Today coming up after the break.
Capital City Weather. Cheyenne forecast is calling for partly cloudy and very windy today, tonight, and tomorrow. Snow showers developing Tuesday and then continuing for Wednesday.
Welcome back to Cheyenne Today. I'm Carrie Hayden. Cheyenne Today sponsored by Black Hills Energy. And we have Kim Withers here with Meridian Trust. And we've got just a few more minutes to ask you a few more questions, Kim. And I did want to touch on some year-end tips for financially when it comes to the new year.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great idea to take a few minutes now to sit down and just review your financial plan and goals to make sure you are on the right track. So staying up to date on your financial plans can provide that peace of mind and help avoid unexpected problems in the future. And some of the things that you want to consider is look at your IRA contribution, your 401 K contribution, if you can bump that up, even if it's not employer matching, it might prove a great benefit for you to save more than what your employer is matching. your household planning. So sometimes we're not surprised when there has been someone who has passed away and we find an odd joint owner on the account. And it's too late to undo that. So make sure that every owner, joint owner, beneficiary on those accounts is current, and that you make sure that any ones that you don't want on that account, they're off the account. As well as the wills, make sure your will is up to date. Insurance coverage, that's a great time to look at your vehicle coverage and your home coverage once a year. And at least the last one, at least set one financial goal this year that you want to achieve, whether it's to paying off this credit card, paying off your mortgage or vehicle. Choose a financial goal that you want to make your New Year's resolution with.
Yeah, that's a good one for right after the holidays, because we all kind of seem to overspend a little bit during the holidays, right? So
yes.
This is kind of a way to kind of get you back on track at least.
Yeah, and set your future up.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me a little bit about the merger with Meridian Trust Credit Union over in Nebraska, right?
Yeah, we started talks with its Western Heritage Federal Credit Union in the Western Panhandle of Nebraska, and Alliance in Scotts Bluff. And we developed a partnership back in the summer. And we started melding together, and we knew that our niche was towns and cities that are under 100,000 in population. We really connect with the people there. And the Western Heritage Credit Union was limited in the services they offer, and they want to do more for their people. And so even in the small towns, because, you know, mega banks, national banks aren't real crazy about going to the smaller towns, but we are. And over this partnership, we've learned more about them. They learned about our products and services that we can offer, and it really enhanced our financial cooperative. So it enlarged our footprint, but we go where the consumer is. And there's consumers in Alliance and consumers in Scotts Bluff that we wanted to help and offer our services to.
And so when did that take place, that merger?
Just today.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're excited. So months leading up to it, it finally happened today. We merged. It was our official date.
Oh, wow. And what goes on behind the scenes in that really quick? I mean, that takes a lot of work to merge with a different institution, or has it been pretty simple?
Oh, you know, with us, when any time you look at an organization, you have to look at all aspects of it. So you look at the people of the organization. Are they going to be a good fit culturally with you? Is it in line with your brand, with what your marketing strategy is going to be? And can you really do a good service? So you don't want to merge just because you want to gain more in assets. You want to merge because it's the right thing to do, and you want to do it in the right way.
What's the feedback been like so far? I know today is the merge date, but what are those folks over in Nebraska thinking about it?
I think I heard hallelujah over there today, because now they can have access to that 3% checking, right, where they didn't have that access before. They can have access to lower rates on loans. Right now we're offering an auto loan special at 1.9%. You know, their range was much higher than what they can offer their membership. So it's just going to be the access to our products and services that are so much less costly and help people build up their financial resources for them, and also set them right, especially with business loans like commercial loans, that kind of stuff, and help them in Western Nebraska where they didn't have access to that before.
Perfect. All right. Well, Kim, we're out of time. I appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us for a little bit. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're listening to 97.5 FM, AM 1240 KFBC, Cheyenne.
From the minute you wake up to the moment you fall asleep, Black Hills Energy is here to support, inspire, and drive your next adventure. Because supporting your day-to-day is our everyday. And we are always here, ready for your next step. Black Hills Energy. Ready.
97.5 FM, AM 1240, KFBC is Southeast Wyoming's only sports station. You'll hear sports talk and play-by-play of professional, collegiate, and high school sports, including football, basketball, and baseball, All of our sports programming on KFBC is sponsored by these really smart businesses: Western States Bank, Amco Transmissions, Burry Jewelers, Simpson Electric, Laramie County Community College, Frontier Arms and Supply, Lincoln Way Super Pond, 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 Lincoln Way Super Pond.